And I'll take a few minutes to say some things about the dance. We played a dance for you in the first half, a Bossa dance, and we are about to play for you a Galliard. Dances came in all forms, all types. They were fast, they were some of them frantic, some of them were slow. And they were all originally, of course, made for dancing, but they outlasted the dance forms that they went with, and they became something that was played simply for enjoyment. Some dances, like the Galliard, began to be paired with other dances. For example, there would be a dance in a duple rhythm, a two or a four, and then it would be followed by a Galliard, which is in a three. And sometimes the Galliard even used the same thematic material, but just suddenly you have a change of pace, which was, of course, fun for dancers, but great for listeners. They began to be strung together for performances, and this probably anticipated suites, where you have series of things played without a break in between. The fact that the moods of the dances went from slow to fast and changed meter also anticipated the forms from the classical period, such as the one we heard in the chamber ensemble you heard with the recorders. Also, the sonata allegro form that you hear anticipated that because we have the different speeds and the different meters and the different natures of the piece. And the other thing they looked forward to was theme and variations, so that not only do you have a great dance form and a great entertainment, but you have an ancestor of many forms of music. So, the Earl of Essex.